The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the third chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I can't read this text without breaking out into song. You know that Godspell song, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." If you happen to hear our own Noah Graham sing this last year in the Hewitt Trustville's production of Godspell, you know what I mean. This is such a classic text, and we read it every year. But this year, we hear it from the Gospel of Luke. Luke is the only one who spends time in the first couple of verses twisting the tongue of whoever is reading the lesson by including some less than familiar names. Luke includes the who's who of political rulers: Emperor Tiberius, Pontius Pilate, Herod of Galilee, and his brother Philip, who rules Iturea and Trachonitis. Don't forget Lysanias of Abilene. Plus the religious rulers of that time, Annas and his son-in-law Caiaphas. Luke drops all these names. And then the word of the Lord is heard. But wait, it's not heard by any of those who were just named. Those in high office, those with religious or secular power, all the big and important people. Instead, the word of the Lord is heard by a man named John, who is living in the wilderness. The Gospel of Luke spares us the details that Mark and Matthew provide. Luke doesn't describe John as a man wearing a camel hair coat and a leather belt, dining on locusts and wild honey. But Luke does make it clear that John is not an insider to the community of the powerful. Yet this man named John is the one God calls to be a prophet of the Lord. He's called by God to prepare the way and point to the long-awaited Messiah. This is the first of many times we're going to see in the Gospel of Luke that God chose someone who the world may not have considered important to do an important job. God chose a nobody to do God's work. Soon we'll meet Mary, poor young virgin Mary, who gives birth to our Lord. We'll meet the smelly shepherds minding their own business and their own flocks, who became an audience for the host of angels. The fishermen who are called to leave their boats and their nets to follow Jesus. The tax collector Zacchaeus, who was invited to eat with Jesus. The list goes on and on. All of these people are called upon to prepare the way of the Lord in their own way, in their own time, always with the help of God. If I'm honest, there's a lot of days when I feel like I'm not really that important. Does what I do day after day really make a difference in God's big scheme of things? Can I prepare the way of the Lord? The prophet John was called by God to upend power structures, to wreak havoc among the nations, to cause people to turn their lives around. Can I do that? If you were at the annual meeting of Faith Lutheran Church on November 18th, you hopefully noticed the slide deck that Skip Craig, our council president, presented. Outreach was one of the priorities for council this year, and the slide deck contained a list of ways this congregation has reached out into the community. We've shared God's love by worshiping with this local community. We've loved the stuffing each week out of 29 preschoolers. We've given undies, blankets, quilts, warm-up pants, soap, inspirational rocks, a bench, Christmas gifts, cans of bean and corn, and boxes of pasta. We have fed the hungry and the homeless. We have sung and danced and acted more than a bit crazy to share God's love with 34 Vacation Bible School children. We've uplifted the homebound college students and those who need a hug. We've given our money. We've given our time. And the list goes on and on. I had to laugh when Skip was creating the slide deck for the meeting. We'd think that it was done, and then we'd remember another way that faith had reached into the community, and then another, and another. I'm still not sure whether we captured everything, but we sure did try. Faith Lutheran Church is preparing the way for the Lord. I want to do something this morning that was suggested by Pastor David Lowes, who used to be the president at the ELCA Seminary in Philadelphia. I want you to take out that index card that you were hopefully given as you walked in this morning, and I hope everyone has one, and if you don't, raise your hand because you need it. Did everybody get a card? Up. Adam needs one. I don't want you to put your name on it. No names. But I want you to spend a few minutes thinking through this past week. How did God use you to help prepare for the coming of our Lord? I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about the one that's sitting next to you, or the one in the church down the street, or the one that's even still in bed this morning. I'm talking about you. Did you make someone smile? Did you send a card? Say a prayer? Did you make a generous donation? Or did you feed a hungry mouth? Say a kind word to that really tired guy who ran the cash register. No matter how small you think it was, whatever you did was huge in the eye of the beholder. Even more importantly, the smallest of things that we do are multiplied over and over by God. So now I want you to write one of those things down on the card that you did in this past week, and I'll wait for you. There's one more thing I want you to think about this morning. The text from Luke tells us to prepare the way for the Lord. I love the wording in Eugene Peterson's Message Bible. Make the road smooth and straight. Every ditch will be filled in. Every bump smoothed out. The detours all straightened out, and even the ruts are paved over. There's an assumption in all of this. In order to make a path straight, you must have a path to begin with. There must be someone who went ahead of you to make that path. So reflect for a moment on who made that path ahead of you. Who prepared the path for you so that you can now see God? Was it a mom or a dad? A grandparent? The author of a book? Or the composer of a favorite hymn? Or maybe it was a preacher or a teacher? Or maybe it was the one on the side of the road in whose eyes you first saw Jesus? On the back of that card, write that name, and I'll wait for you. And now give a silent prayer of thanks for that person. Give thanks that the road for you was made smooth and straight, all the ditches filled in and the bumps smoothed out, and no more ruts. If the person who prepared your way is still alive, find a way to thank them personally this week, or give thanks to God for them in your prayers. I want you to hold on to your cards this morning until the offering plate is passed, and then put them into the offering plate. These small ways that we prepare the way for the Lord are our gifts to God. Next week, when you come to worship, the cards are going to be hanging on one of the windows, and we will see all the places in the world, our world, where God is present and working through us, places where we have prepared the way for the Lord. Like John, you and me, yes, us, are called to prepare the way for the Lord, preparing our own hearts and our lives to meet Jesus, preparing the road for others to meet Jesus. God worked through John. God now works through us. So in this 18th year of the 21st century, when Donald Trump is president of the United States, and Kay Ivey is governor of Alabama, and Randall Woodfin is mayor of Birmingham, and Elizabeth Eaton is presiding bishop of the ELCA, and Julian Gordy is presiding bishop of the Southeastern Synod, the word of the Lord came to Faith Lutheran Church in Clay, Alabama. Thanks be to God. Amen.